can report activity, we can provide more information on this. Thank you.
Chairperson?
DM.
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe I should also inform Member Winkler with regards to the ministerial public participation programs. I just need to inform that amongst the areas that we are being evaluated on as ministers to the president is our participation within the community. So it's a matter of must, because all what is happening in the department or everything that is happening in the department, we need then to escalate information to the communities out there. So you will see that in some instances, they will target, they will say that is 4 or 5 or 6 per annum, but would do less than that. And then we'll have to explain to the president if the department has set aside 6 or 7 events for you to attend as a minister, and you couldn't, then you must explain. I just wanted to give that information, that area, because that report, after the participation, it goes to the presidency, because it's how we are being evaluated with regard to our performance as executive. I just wanted to give that information. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. Colleagues, with your indulgence, I want to assume that all the clarities have been provided. Time might not be on our side, might need to move to the next presentation by the South African National Biodiversity Institute. I want to add that there are conversations going on in the chat that colleagues can also check there. Perhaps some of the clarities can be provided there. With your agreement, can we go to Sanbi's presentation for the next 30 minutes? It is 10:15, exactly 10:45, we will stop them. South African National Biodiversity Institute.
Chair?
Chair?
Apologies, Chair. It's Acting DG Chair. Chair, we still have the presentation in relation to the financials for the 2019-2020 year, Chair, that it needs to be presented by the CFO. And then we still have the first quarter performance report for the department before we take the entities, Chair.
Acting DG, are you aware that we are 1 hour, 20 minutes into this meeting?
I am, Chair. I'm guided by you, Chair.
Let's take those reports before we take Sanbi. We might need to be very careful and manage our time correctly. Let's take those reports from the department and out of the CFO, and then we'll move to Sanbi. In the next 20, 30 minutes, we should be done with that.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to ask the CFO to just talk to his presentation quickly, please.
Okay, thank you, FNDG. I'm going to flight the presentation. Thank you. I hope the presentation is showing on the screen.
Not yet. There we are.
Okay. Chair, I would try to ensure that I save on your time. Chairperson, the first thing, just to explain quickly in terms of the presentation, on the finance side, we are showing here Vote 13 Environmental Affairs for 4. The reason, Chairperson, is that you would remember that the department changed the name from the 1st of April 2020. We also changed the vote number from 27 to 32. So the Number four is still presented under vote 27 and the previous name of environmental affairs. So in terms of the transition, there's a confusion around those. So I thought I must explain that. And the other issue, Chairperson, just to explain, in the presentation that we have submitted for the finances in quarter four, we have not supplied.
CFO. Have we lost the CFO?
Since Chairperson, but we've received the figures for that time so that when the committee needs them, we are able to present those. So that is by way of explanation, Chair. In saving your time, I would then give the presentation on the finances for quarter four, which let me move to slide number three, Chairperson. The slide number three, Chairperson, indicates that as the department, we have spent 98% of the budget. So the underspend is an amount of 126,225,000 by the end of the year. And Chairperson, if I may give the reason for the underspend in the three programs, Program 3, we underspend 36 million in that program, and the reason being that in our Oceans Economy program, we were not able to progress the work to the point that we could make payments by year end on the Oceans Economy programs. And then in program number 6, the 64 million underspend, 52 million of that, Chairperson, was underspent due to the slow progress on some of the projects. I think the in terms of the performance information, we have alluded to the cases where we did not reach the target in that regard. And then 12 million of the Green Fund was not advanced or transferred to the DBSA because there were funds already sitting with DBSA, which had not yet been disbursed in the form of loans for the to the businesses in terms of the purpose of the funds that we transferred to DBSA. So that's the reason for the 64.
CFO. 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 Colleagues, am I right in assuming that we have lost the CFO?
It appears that way, Chair. Apologies, I think the gremlins are active today.
What then do we do? Should we give him 1 minute to try and reconnect?
Yes, please, Chair, I'll try giving him a call.
You might delay him, acting DG. You might delay him. You
okay,
might delay
Chair.
Him.
Nope.
To let's just give him a minute.
Okay, Chair.
Sorry, Chairperson, I lost connectivity.
I knew you were going to come back in less than 1 minute. You might need to get.
Can I continue, Chairperson?
you must continue. You start by flighting the, your slides are no longer visible.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'm going to do that. Okay. I think it's coming up. I was explaining the understanding.
CFO, we are losing you. We have lost you again. CFO, we have lost you again.
Okay. All right, Chairperson, I think I'm back now.
Which province are you at, CFO?
I'm in the smartest province, Chairperson. I'm in Boksburg, but yeah. And I'm always up, Chairperson. I'm not so sure what's happening to me this morning. Is my presentation showing now, Chair? I've shared it.
No, it does not. Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Let me try and save the time. Chairperson, I was explaining, I'm not so sure if you missed me at Program 7, explaining the underspend of 23 million, which is as a result of the recycling enterprise support program, which we could not award the applications in that year due to the fact that we are starting a new process after we have had a problem with the process that we utilized in 2018-19. So that's the reason why we underspend in program 7. Chairperson, the next slide, which is slide number 4, it's the same information but given in the format of the economic loan. I will not speak to this one. There are two slides that I will explain the issue around compensation of employees overspent, but I'll get now to the next slide, which is slide number 5. Chairperson, this slide also just gives the report on 30 days throughout the year. It shows that, Chairperson, we had problems in January with 3 payments made out of the 30 days in terms of our head office. And then in terms of the Cape Town office, we had issues only, I'm just looking at the number now. Okay, yeah, the Cape Town office had no problem. All of our payments were made within 30 days, Chairperson. I think that's all what I want to mention on this slide. In terms of the, this slide shows the overspend on the on our compensation of employees, and the next slide, which is slide number 7, Chairperson, we're showing the areas where we had problems of the pressure, which is in the Waste Management Bureau and Waste Economy Pakistan and the Youth Environmental Program. This is where we got the pressures. And we had written to Treasury to address this matter, Chairperson, to deal with the issue of the compensation of employees ceiling that has been set up. And Treasury has allowed us that in the 2020-21, we will exclude the expenditure on these contracted employees because it is not part of the establishment of the department when we that would do the calculation in terms of our compliance with the compensation of employees. So currently in 2019-20, we had underspend, and that is a potential unauthorized expenditure. So, Chairperson, I think The next slide, we provide the goods and services, in particular earmarked funding. We performance under that, we spend 100% of this. There's only one area where we underspend a little. And then in terms of the departmental agencies or public entities, we had transferred all the funds to them. In that year, the underspend is only of 453,000 in this area. And the next slide, Chairperson, we're also showing transfers to other agencies. I have explained the issue of DBSA and the recycling enterprise support when I spoke to underspend in the total programs above. I think, Chairperson, this is a picture of the performance for the quarter four and giving how we close the year for 2019-20. The next report is on quarter one, Chairperson. I know that the acting DG will be starting with the information on the performance. I don't know, Chair, I'll take guidance from you whether I proceed with the numbers and then give over or I wait for the acting DG to speak to the quarter one.
I advise that you proceed with the numbers because our minds are on.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I will now go to slide number 13, Chairperson. Slide number 13, Chairperson, shows that we spent 18% of the budget by the end of the first quarter. And the challenge, Chairperson, of this underspend, we should have been at 25% at the end of the first quarter. It's largely because in the first quarter, Chairperson, the procurement activities were very slow, if not stopped at all, due to COVID. In April, May, and June, we were still under the lockdown level 5, 4, and then we moved to 3. And therefore, Chairperson, we have not, basically the expenditure was being driven at the time by contracts that were already in existence. And no new procurement was done except for the PPEs that we purchased during that period and paid for. So that is the reason for the big underspend in the quarter one. I think, Chairperson, I will not speak to the 30 days payment report at this time. In the interest of time, we had some small, issues with Cape Town office that were affected by the COVID, and our offices were closed most of the time or a lot of times. And we had some slow payments happening in that area. That is to mention on the 30 days payment. And then in terms of the working on the public works program, also under the earmarked funds, we had a 35% spend. This is above 25%, but there are areas where we had a low percentage, like in the working for water, but in overall, the expenditure percentage is above 25%. And then here, Chairperson, we're showing the transfers to public entities at 12%. During the first quarter, Chairperson, we're dealing with the special adjustment budget. And after the budgets were adjusted, we had a big improvement in the transfers to the public entities. We started in July, Chairperson. So there was a slow start in the first quarter at 12%, but that in particular, it shows a lot at Sunparks because the budget for Sunparks was adjusted by about 961 million. And therefore, whilst we used the new budget, the adjusted budget, but the figures, the performance were really
CFO. CFO.
I think we've lost him again, Chair.
I doubt it's the CFO. is in Gauteng. We don't have problems of network here. Those things are foreign. They are there in the Free State where the DM is. So that's...
Chairperson, sorry. I think I'm done with the presentation. Sorry for the cut.
You are done. Yeah, CFO, I'm not too sure if members were able to really comprehend the synthesis of that presentation. But let's then go to quarter one of the department. Acting DG.
Honourable Chair, are we not going to do questions at the end of the presentation?
Yeah, let's take quarter one and then we'll stop it with the presentation that has just been made by the CFO, Honourable Winkler.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm just going to go through. Chair, I just need your guidance again. There's quite a bit of yellow and red. Should I follow the same process or do you have an alternative suggestion, Chair?
No. I think we must focus on the red and red and green, the red and yellow.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Just in terms of the context around which the implementation of the planned activities happen, Deputy Minister has mentioned some of them. Chair, we worked against our initially approved APP. So the targets that were set before COVID, we have, however, done a revised APP, and that was tabled in Parliament in July, subsequent to the COVID pandemic happening. And we'll start reporting against that from quarter two. There were also budget cut implications on our APP targets as a result of the pandemic. And we lost a lot of time in the first quarter because of the restrictions brought about the lockdown to mitigate the spread of the disease. Some of the restrictions have been relaxed, but not entirely removed. And we'll also have a continued impact on some of the performance areas. Things like stakeholder engagement, related activity training were affected, and we had to use other innovative ways where possible, and in some instances not possible. The suspension of the academic calendar also impacted on our partners with universities and our program of work. Also, the human resource capacity constraints were limited. We couldn't advertise and fill posts during that period. Interruptions because of access to our offices and buildings to ensure that we had deep cleaning after cases had been reported. This is the tabular representation of our first quarter performance. You'll see here that it's even worse than the previous quarter, understandably so. On target 43%, 24% work in progress, and 33% overall where the targets were not met, Chair. That's a graphical representation. Chair, in terms of Program 1, we had an audit action plan in place, and that we're implementing. In terms of the Attorney General SA, there's a process to audit our financial statements, and that performance has commenced. In terms of percentage expenditure, we managed only 18%. Chair, I'm not going to talk to the COVID stuff because the majority of the reasons why we were delayed is because of COVID. I'm just going to go to the actual targets. 90% was our target in terms of BBBEE. We got 75% there, of which 26% was women and also 2% related to that. That can't be correct, Chair. I'll have to check that figure, Chair. There's been restrictions in terms of, yes, I think it is correct, sorry, Chair. 75%, so 88,000 of the 118,000, of which women were supposed to form 26%, 30,000 of them, and the youth, 127,000. We haven't met those targets, Chair. Then in terms of baseline for towns and rural enterprises, there we had a target of 30%. We didn't meet that at all. We also needed to do supplier workshops, which we couldn't do. Our vacancy rate, I've talked to in the previous slide as well, 12.9%. We couldn't advertise. There was a restriction on advertising and filling of vacancies during that period. 58% women employees. We've got 50% currently. And then, as I said, we couldn't fill posts. People with disabilities, our target dropped to 1.7%. And the overall target for all departments is 2%. Chair. In terms of our KIPS modules, we still haven't managed to meet the three modules. One permit module hasn't been met. Public education and awareness, I've said it's impacted on the school curriculum and our environmental education and awareness programs. So we haven't met targets there, Chair. Also, in terms of our training of officials, a lot of our training is face-to-face. It didn't happen. So in terms of program one, Chair, this is what the picture is like. On target, 30%. In progress, 35%. Not achieved, 35%, Chair. Then in terms of our program two, we had to do 165 authorizations for the year, 40 for the quarter. We've only managed 14. In terms of performance assessments, environmental performance assessments, none. We were able to do none. Of our criminal cases that we handed to the NPA, only one was done there. In terms of our SEAs, we published a notice on the 17th of July. It was delayed by 2 weeks due to the publishing of directions that took priority. Also, in terms of our renewable energy zones, similarly, we only published on the 17th of July. In terms of program two, what we'd achieved was 58%. What was still work in progress was 17%, and 25% of our targets couldn't be met at all. In terms of program access trends, we were unable to do that, Chair. There was no comparison and verification with previous studies in the areas sampled because we couldn't get the data from the monitors in those particular areas. In terms of our spatial planning, the draft national data and information report was presented for approval to the ESIT cluster meeting on the 12th of March. The national data and information report was sent to the Marine Spatial Planning National Working Group members on 20 June. It's now out for final comment and verification, and that was supposed to happen up until the end of July, Chair. Then the management plans for the MPAs, we didn't do. In terms of our estuary management plans, two plans were developed, Durban Bay and Buffalo. We had a virtual meeting on the 21st of June on the Orange River estuary, which is the one of the outstanding ones. The issue was the challenges in terms of virtual meetings because of the remoteness of areas and connectivity challenges, Chair. Then our Antarctic strategy, we only received a comment from Public Works and Infrastructure and also DIRTO. We sent to all the government departments and we also had to do a CS. So we've received in July the final CS certificate from DPME, and our target will be met in this regard in quarter two. Chair, that's the overall for program three, 38% achieved, 38% in progress, and 24% not achieved. Apologies for one there. In terms of our nationally determined contributions, we need to have research conducted. We had inception meetings with the Energy Research Center and CSIR, and the research is ongoing, but the target will probably only be achieved in the second quarter. In terms of the climate change adaptation, the training manual is in place and not yet finalized. And in terms of our health capacity building workshops on the health risk and vulnerability tool, in the three municipalities as our target, that didn't happen at all. Then our coastal training for the 8 district municipalities on coastal risk and vulnerability tools. We couldn't do that either. Chair, in terms of the air quality priority area working group, communities, NGOs, replaced with a priority area working group for government departments. We replaced that in the APP for 2021. The second generation VALT Triangle Airshed Priority Area Air Quality Management Plan was developed, or supposed to be developed, which we didn't do. Similarly, for the Haifa Priority Area, second generation plan was supposed to be developed. We have, however, gotten approval to advertise the tender, and the terms of reference have been finalized. Then, Chair, under Program 4 store, we had interventions in terms of the environmental priorities that were to be incorporated in IDPs of the 44 district municipalities. We, as a corrective measure, are looking at accelerating the desktop analysis for all the affected municipalities. Instead of holding the stakeholder engagement, and we'll do a draft report in quarter two. That's what program four looks like, Chair. 60% achieved, 20 progress, and 20 not achieved. Chair, then, in terms of the MET score, we received from the 3 out of the 11 management authorities information, but we did roll out a new online system with the provinces. But they are delaying a little bit in supplying that information. Then in terms of the National Joint Wetlands Management Framework that we developed, Chair, there were issues there again in relation to the processing of the appointment of the service provider, and it impacted the conclusion of the SLA. In terms of our biodiversity and conservation high-level panel report, the meetings, the internal stakeholder consultation and thematic meetings were concluded. There was a draft situational analysis report that was developed, and an interim report was finalized and submitted. But some of the timeframes had to be extended, and the comment period was extended until 15th of June. We had to apply the bill by the chief state law advisors, and we're still waiting for that. It expired because of the delays in process, but we'll get that back on track again. Then we had to do the NBF, the National Biodiversity Framework, and we had to publish that for comments. It will have to be tabled in cabinet prior to it being published for public comment, and we have done quite a bit of preparatory work in that regard already. Then in terms of the BMPs, or the biodiversity management plans, we have to do for Allopheirox, sorry, Chair, and the once again the stakeholder engagements were impacted, but the BMP for Allo is being revised. Based on the community comments and the consultation process, and also additional comments that we've received from the provinces and from SANBI. Then, Chair, in terms of our biodiversity economy initiatives, the annual plan for the mass cultivation of indigenous species has been developed. It was reviewed, obviously, because of the direct. And we're hoping to catch up during the course of the year. This is what Program 5 looks like, 56% achieved, 38% in progress, 7% not achieved. In terms of our environmental programs, the full-time equivalent jobs was created. Target was 5,833. We only managed 2,009, or 34% of the overall target. That was obviously due to the social distancing, et cetera, Chair, in terms of getting people to sites and stuff like that. In terms of the work opportunities created, the target was 61,000 in total, 11,000 for the quarter. We did manage to create 11,619 there. in terms of the women benefiting from environmental programs. We achieved 51% of the 80. Similarly, in terms of youth, we managed 77% there. And then people with disabilities, only 0.8% there. In terms of our clearing of disabilities, 1,883 as opposed to the target of 23,141 hectares. Similarly, the follow-up clearing, we only managed 2,080 of the 76,000 we had targeted for the quarter. In terms of our biological controls, we haven't done anything in that regard as well. In terms of the wetlands, we've only dealt with one as opposed to the target of 26. In terms of degraded land under rehabilitation, we had 1,397 hectares, 34% of the original target. Under the 250 emerging invasive species or populations targeted for early detection, we've done nothing in that regard as well. Wooden products made from invasive biomass, nothing. Wooden structures built to a composite material. In terms of our coastline cleared, the target wasn't met. We only met 82% of the target. That's the overall picture, Chair. 67% not achieved, unfortunately, and 20% was work in progress. We've only achieved 13% in terms of what we had set out to do in this program. Chair, we are targeted under chemicals and waste, the 7% reduction, and the first quarter target was 1%. Of the chemicals and waste Pakisa tree feed plants, we've had plan has been prepared and amendments have been made to include pesticides and lubricant oils. But the engagement of the pesticides and oil sectors post Pakisa also taking place for these products or waste being generated from these products to be included in the review plans, Chair. Then the jobs in this regard, the target was 125. There was nothing for the sector. Chair, 58% on target, 28%, 14% in progress, and 28% not met, Chair. In terms of forestry, we had a target of 700 hectares under silvicultural practice. That didn't happen, and then we were going to look at refurbishing our three nurseries. The plans have been developed, and the Ulundi one is still waiting approval. Nothing's happened in terms of Uppington. And that was the progress there, but the actual plan for Uppington hasn't been done, as I said, Chair. To create 7,550 jobs in the first quarter. Chair, I'll go faster. 1,000 jobs, nothing happened there. We were supposed to register PPP, similarly nothing there, Indigenous Forest. We had to map the units there, nothing happened there, Chair. In terms of the forest transfer policy, similarly, the drafting has been deferred. The South and Forest Fires Act Amendment Bill was supposed to be tabled, not done. Training interventions also not done in terms of the Act. Chair, that's the overall for forestry, 67% not achieved, 25% done, and 8% in progress. Aquaculture, we haven't managed the consultations, but we have done some. We finalized on 15th of April some of the consultations. Then in terms of the NEDLAC process on the National Freshwater and Capture Fisheries, we presented it to MINMEC, and it's endorsed for tabling at NEDLAC. So we're going to send that in for consultation there, Chair. And Program 9, this is the update on the research. There has been some research, Chair. The studies on the research studies on food safety for aquaculture species or new ones was delayed. And also the new and emerging pathogen studies were also delayed due to the restriction. In terms of compliance awareness initiatives, only one was conducted in terms of the fisheries management program. The small-scale fishing allocation rights, we couldn't proceed with the locations, particularly in the Western Cape. We may commence in August, or we were supposed to commence in August in the Southern Cape with a smaller cooperative. Then the overall target 34% achieved, 31 in progress, and 15% that wasn't achieved. That's the overall picture that we talked to, Chair, and this is the overall picture for the department. 43% achieved, 24% in progress, and our work not achieved, Chair. Thank you.
Chairperson?
I think we might have lost the chair.
All right.
Honorable member, opportunity. Honorable Winter, Sarah Fasieka.
May I proceed, Chairperson?
Mr. Chair, Lorimer, I also want to ask...
Honourable members, can I invite you? Can I...
Chairperson?
Chairperson? It's Honourable Winchester.
Chairperson?
Yeah, let us note other honourable members. You are noted, Honourable Lorimer.
Thank you, sir.
Honourable Paulson, Chairperson.
Honourable Winkler.
Yes, all right, Honourable Lorimer, can you proceed?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chair. Just one question about your consultations with the aquaculture industry about the bill. You say you've completed the consultations, but my understanding is there's certainly no agreement on the bill, and the industry is still very much opposed to it. Is that correct? Thank you.
Honorable Paulson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would just like to know what impact the money that was reallocated due to the pandemic, how does that impact the operations, especially with regards to the EPWP workers? Thank you very much.
Honorable Winkler.
All right. What I'd like to inquire into is, can the department account for the 26,409,000 overspend on employee compensation when such a substantial number of targets have not been met? So I'd like an explanation on this, please. Then with regards to the Marine Living Resources Fund, I see that no additional revenue streams contributed, and I just like an explanation on that. And then the underspend in recycling initiatives, the Green Fund, I think I'd like a better account on why there's been significant underspend in that. And then with regard to the high-level panel on the captive predator breeding industry, elephant and rhino norms and standards, when will the report with recommendations be submitted to this portfolio committee? Thank you.
Are there any other takers, honorable member? Acting DG, I want to start where Honorable Winkler has just ended. We can't have an elephant called a high-level panel that lives forever. And we are not getting reports on its activities, if it is making progress or not. Can we get a report at least? Can this committee be taken up to speed as to whether there's progress or there's a retrogression in the activities of the high-level panel? That's one. Two, do you have a catch-up plan on the targets that were impacted on by the pandemic? If so, can you kindly share with the committee, so that we are able to monitor a living organism? We can't monitor the activities that we are not taken up to speed on.
Focus on those yellow partially at targets, and we have two targets that are red that I will cover quickly. In terms of program one, we just by a very small margin were not able to achieve our equity target on 47 female staff. We were basically out by 0%. In terms of our target around 50% female staff in top and senior management, once again, we came short. We just missed this target by 3.6%. Our target on 90% black staff in full-time employment, we also just missed by 2.1%. In terms of our targets around an unqualified external audit opinion, we are awaiting the outcome of last year's audit opinion, but we did make progress in terms of dealing with our external audit matters. And we implemented 79% of our internal audit matters. One of the two targets that were red that we didn't achieve was around our percentage increase in income generated. And the main reason around this was around our visitor numbers and the events that we were not able to hold. We were impacted by a decrease, especially in our international visitor numbers. Going to slide 14, in terms of our advertisements, we were only able to partially achieve this target. Moving on to slide number 19, in terms of our boundary fence for our Khwelekha National Botanical Garden, unfortunately, we were unable to achieve this due to a delay in the appointments of our service provider. We had some challenges around that. Going to slide 20, we just missed our target. We were able to achieve our target around two capital infrastructure projects. We had planned to have 45 maintenance and development projects, and we were only able to do 44 of the 45, so we just missed that target. In terms of slide number 21, our increase in visitor numbers, unfortunately, we were unable to achieve that. We were in the lockdown. In March, we also had a substantial decrease in our international visitor numbers towards the end of that financial year. Going to slide number 24, we didn't achieve the fourth quarter target, but we did exceed the annual target. In terms of slide number 27, around our risk assessments, unfortunately, we had challenges around trying to follow international best practice in terms of how to conduct a risk assessment, which is much more involved and takes a lot more time and effort. So we were unable to achieve that target. In terms of our target around our assessment of GMOs, we weren't able to complete the assessment on GMOs. We were able to make progress in this regard, but unfortunately, there's very limited capacity in this area, and we rely on scientists volunteering their work and their research. So we were unable to complete the assessment. In terms of slide number 32, which is around two decision support tools developed, we were able to complete the one guideline, but we weren't able to totally finish the second decision support tool. What happened here was that we had an expert workshop where it was agreed that the methodology should be changed, and this resulted in us needing more time to use the revised methodology. Going to slide number 35. Where we plan to have two coordination mechanisms convened. We were able to achieve the first one, but the second one resulted in a delay. We had hoped to do that in March, but as a result of lockdown, we were not able to complete that. In terms of our Green Climate Fund proposals, we were able to complete one of the proposals and submit it, but we were not able to complete the second first stage proposal, and we've got committed measures in place and we're dealing with that. We also have made progress in working on other concepts that we plan to submit. Our target on publications, we just missed the target our full target for the quarter. However, by the end of the year, in total, we were able to exceed this target. So we did very well in the end based on progress that we had made in earlier quarters. Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I'm now going to hand over to Mr. Tole, who's going to talk to our financial performance for the fourth quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, CEO. Good morning, Portfolio Committee members and the Deputy Minister and colleagues. With our financial performance in quarter four, in terms of revenue, we reported revenue of 709 million against a budget of 803. We were 12% under our budget. And main causes of this variance was as a result of projects that had been budgeted for to be received. However, in terms of RAF, we were as agents, and therefore it would not have been possible to recognize it as part of our revenue. Instead of receiving 68 million, we however received only 55 million. Then the other significant variance was on admission fees, where we were found to be having visitor numbers of 40% lower than the previous financial year in terms of quarter four. That also translates into the variance that we have, 26% below our budget with our rental income that we receive from restaurant tenants. Employee costs, we had a saving of 11% overall, purely because of the vacancies that were still in the process of being filled. Operating expenses, savings of 18%. This is relating to the project that we are acting as agencies. Then capital expenditure, we were 44% below budget. However, we had a procurement process that were completed, thereby commitments of 36 million. Overall, we are reporting a surplus of 10 million against a budget where we should not be having any surplus. Financial position, our balance sheet strengthened from the previous financial year by 12%, moving with 96 million, purely because of the cash that we're holding in our bank account against projects and multi-year infrastructure projects and operational sectors. Then our current liabilities also increased on the liability side by 35% as a result of payments that were yet to be made to national implementing entities and sectors. Thank you, Chair.
CFO, we note that this presentation that you are making has not been appearing. There are no slides, but that's fine. We hope to get it. Can we proceed?
Thank you, Chair. I will proceed to the first quarter presentation, if that's in order.
It's in order.
Honourable Chair, is that on the screen now?
No.
Quickly go through the first quarter performance. Chair, I won't repeat the challenges that have been faced due to COVID, which were covered by our acting DG, because they are very similar for Sandby. Chair, I'm moving on to the next slide. But my screen is not moving. I'm sorry, Chair, I'm having problems with the presentation. I'm trying to get it to move.
The next camera.
Slide. Yes?
I'm sharing the screen. You can tell me which slide to go.
Okay, please go down to our first target that was not met.
Okay.
Thank you, slide 6. Thank you, Chair. Yes. So, Chair, one of the targets that we did not achieve is around our annual increase in visitor numbers. This was both for the National Zoological Garden and our Botanical Gardens, and the main reasons really were around the impact of the lockdown and COVID-19. The next one, Chair, was around our NZG Fauna programs, We had hoped to sign agreements and MOUs, and we were not able to do that, but we are now engaging with that, and we have put in corrective measures. In terms of our international stud books and our regional stud books, we were not able to capture this data and engage with our partners during COVID, and that has been carried forward. In terms of our kids in the garden and our learners visiting the NZG, on both of these, because the gardens and the zoo was closed to the public, we were not able to achieve those targets. If we could go on to the next one, please. If you could go to the next target that we didn't achieve. Check slide 12. In terms of our botanical artwork and collection slides, we had planned to digitize these, but due to lockdown, we were not able to do that. So we've carried that forward, and we've also revised the annual target accordingly to make up for that. In terms of our wildlife biomaterials, we were not able to provide any services with regards to our biobank during lockdown. If you could go to the next slide, please. With regards to our research papers published, we got close to achieving our target. We managed to publish 21 papers. We were just short of four publications. If we go to slide number 15, in terms of our non-detrimental findings for the scientific authority, we had planned to have workshops to engage with our experts. We were not able to do that in the first quarter, and we've carried it through to the second quarter. If we could go to the next slide, please. In terms of our learning and coordination events, unfortunately, we were not able to hold these during the lockdown. We've also had to cut down and revise this target because of our budget cuts. So we revised that target to 3, and we will achieve that going forward. We were also not able to hold our training events. We've had to relook at this also in light of our budget cuts, and we've brought that down to 2 training events convened, and we will use innovative methods of holding those training events. If we could please move to the next slide. In terms of our human capital development and transformation, we were able to make progress in some of these areas. We were able to host 33 of our work integrated learning studentships. We hosted 59 interns and Frunzebenzes. Where we came short on this target was around the postgraduate degrees, because we were unable to engage with the universities around this because they were closed during lockdown. Chair, on the issue of our engaging with our higher education institutions around our biodiversity careers program, because the universities were closed, we were unable to move on that target. If you could go to slide number 23, please. We were unable to conduct our marketing platforms. However, we did take the time to work on planned activities, and we've also come up with a post-COVID marketing and commercialization plan. In terms of our increase on own income generated, because of our inability to raise income through our visitors into the garden and into the zoo, and also the events and concerts, we were unable to achieve this target. With regard to our targets around an unqualified external audit opinion, we have partially achieved this. We've dealt with 66% of strengthening of our internal controls, basically we will be implementation of our so that we do meet this target going forward. Chair, our percentage increase on staff development, we had planned to have a 1% spend. We were only able to partially achieve this. This is due to our big budget cuts that we couldn't allocate all the funding towards this. We've also revised this target going forward in light of that budget cut. Chair, thank you very much. I'm now going to hand over to our CFO to take us through the financial performance for the first quarter.
Thank you. In terms of quarter one, we are reporting a total variance of 29% on our total revenue, which is 43 million. The greatest contribution has been around our government grant, where we were expecting to receive 131 million, but we only received 78 million. Projects and donations, we had one unbudgeted and unplanned project that materialized to the value of 7.6 million. Then other revenue streams were able to generate a little bit of income, even though we were in the lockdown due to arrangements that had already been made with certain within certain contracts, and render some professional services in quarter one. Investment income, we exceeded our budget. However, some of that income has to be paid over to the department in terms of our allocated data. Expenditure, we underspent by 11 million, which is 7%. The biggest contribution has been on employee costs related to vacant positions that are still in the process of being filled. We had to halt a little bit on vacancies due to the budget cuts and uncertainties, but we have proceeded with filling the positions. Then operating expenses were a little bit lower as well than what we had budgeted for, but we do expect that it will pick up as the gardens have become operational now. And capital expenditure, we spent 12 million out of the funds from the previous financial years that were rolled over. Overall, in terms of performance, we are reflecting a deficit of 40 million against a budget of 8 million. We therefore have more deficit than we had budgeted for. Financial position, we have our balance sheet has decreased by 4% from the previous financial year, mainly because of the depreciation overall on non-current assets. That has taken place in terms of principles, and our cash balances have also reduced as we have paid some of the creditors and some of the projects. We on the liability side, we have seen some increase also with wells that are now in the process of being paid. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I believe there's somebody who's moving the case are there, colleagues. I think it's very disturbing. Can we then move? I believe that we are done with the Biodiversity Institute, and that members have noted questions for clarity. Can we then move to the next presentation?
Good morning, members. Chair, I assume you that the person is expected is from South African Weather Services.
According to the program.
Yes.
Statement
that
they're seeing the legal team
Yeah. No, I haven't read it. But what does it say?
The mayor instructed the City of Cape Town's legal team.
Hello? Hello? Can we have the South African Weather Services?
Yes, yes. Chair. We are ready to present. This is Nana Makhumula, Chair of South African Weather Services. Honorable Chair Modise, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, honorable Deputy Minister Makhosi Sotho, my colleagues of the department, and of course the sister companies. Chair and members, thank you for the opportunity to present our fourth quarter 2019-2020 and our first quarter 2021. I am accompanied by the Chair of the Audit and Risk Committee, Mr. Itani Paduli, and the Acting CEO, Nikeli Ndabambi, the Acting CFO, Lulama Gamenge, and the Acting Executive Corporate and Regulatory Services, Mr. Tabase Kekana. I think before I allow them to present, I should deal with the reasons why we have this many acting positions before the question gets asked by the members. I have already been to the Portfolio Committee reporting about the suspension, long suspension, and finally the resignation of the then CEO. The top three posts are vacant because the top three executives, including the CEO, resigned facing serious allegations of misconduct. With regards to our former CEO, Mr. Jerry Lengwasa, we had received a tip-off about him being involved in acts of corruption. An investigation was instituted, and it was found that he was alleged to have been involved in soliciting funds to the value of 1.295 million rand from service providers. So a disciplinary hearing was instituted. Mr. Lengwasa was charged with several acts of misconduct, including, amongst others, instructing subordinates to facilitate and solicit funds from the service providers. Ultimately, he resigned in October 2019 after being unable to get a settlement from us, and also after losing an opportunity, because he kept on postponing. After losing an opportunity to postpone and to get a settlement, the board declined. Because he's no longer a member of staff, we could not pursue him any further. But because the matter he was charged for is a criminal matter, a criminal case was lodged with the Littleton Police Station to pursue the charges against him. In terms of the process for the appointment of the CEO, and members are advised that filling a position for a state-owned entity, especially in a science organization, is quite difficult. The pool that you draw from is very, very small. However, we started the process in February by appointing a service provider. We conducted interviews, and eventually as a panel came up with three candidates which felt were suitable. They still had to be subjected to psychometric tests, credit and reference checks. Unfortunately, for several reasons, the candidates that we had recommended, that we were wanting to appoint, were not recommended for appointment. So the board recommended that we start the process all over again. So a new search company is now in place again, and we will be doing the shortlisting next week and immediately start with the interviews. We're hoping that we can get somebody appointed at end of October or early in November. Regarding the Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Busisi Weshonge, she was placed on precautionary suspension on allegation of misconduct. The allegations include dereliction of a discharge of duties and responsibilities as CFO, failure to adhere to procedure relating to human capital services, investigations into allegations of financial irregularities, and abuse of position as CFO for personal gain and benefit. She was put on a suspension, precautionary suspension, but immediately resigned in December 2019. Source is still considering pursuing civil and criminal case against Ms. Shongwe because she's no longer employee, so we cannot discipline her, but there is an option if the allegations are proved. Regarding the appointment of the CFO, the process is almost complete. The candidates that are recommended have gone in for psychometric tests, and hopefully we can get an appointment within a matter of a few weeks. So those two posts should be filled. The third one, Executive Corporate and Regulatory Services, Ms. Julian Pafudi, she also was suspended, was put on precautionary suspension for allegations of gross misrepresentation, gross negligence, fraudulently channeling recruitment application to certain agencies, as well as fraudulently increasing certain source employees' salaries without proper approvals. Because of the lockdown, it took a bit of time to finalize the investigation against her, but it was finally done, and she was served charges on Tuesday the 18th, which is last Tuesday, and yesterday, Source received a resignation from her, so she has resigned from the post. Source still reserves the right to pursue her for civil and or criminal charges. Now, the appointment of the executive CRS will commence immediately. As I conclude, Chair, I have to, in their presence, compliment the acting executives because they operated under very difficult situations, but they have, in terms of a performance, there has been improvement. The staff morale is high, and we believe that we'll be able to get the organization on track. The appointment of the three executives, as soon as they happen, we know for sure they'll bring stability to the organization. So without further ado, Chair, if you may allow me, I will ask Mr. Davarbi to present our report. And then, of course, Mr. Lulama Gamenge will do the financial report. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Honorable Members, and Honorable Deputy Minister. I hope that my presentation can be seen on the screen.
Yes, it can.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I'll just summarize four programs, Chairperson. Program one and program two we have achieved. So partial achievements and non-achievement would be part of program three and program four. So the overall percentage of achievement for quarter four is 76.2%, Honorable Chairperson. And then if I go to program one, I'll skip as 100% achievement, and also program two is the same. and then I start to focus on program three chairperson, which is the infrastructure and information systems. So here, honorable members, we did not partially achieve in the area of global atmospheric watch infrastructure, which is infrastructure that monitors greenhouse gases members. So we had challenges of load shedding, and but we also have aging infrastructure that we need to attend to. So what we've done now, we ordered some ozone sondes, which assist us to get the data. They arrived there in March 2020, and then the backup power also we have acquired, and then we've developed a business case as well to resuscitate the infrastructure. And then the next one that is partially achieved, members, is upper air observation infrastructure that we use to get the profile of the atmosphere to inform the information regarding the weather predictions. So here, members, we've got partially achieved in the quarter, getting 63% against the target of 80%. We've got some infrastructure in Springbok, which had a faulty generator. Unfortunately, when we were starting now to install the new generators, the procurement process in April, we had to defer that process because of the impact of the COVID-19. And then we've also got infrastructure in Durban and the Gough Island that remained non-operational. For the island, we're waiting for the next ship that will sail around September. So we will replace in Gough Island when it is going for sale. But then for the generator, we will probably only do it in the next financial year. But we tried to maintain the old one to get our infrastructure improving. And then the next one, members, it will be on program four, administration, which include your corporate, your finance, your human capital management. So it is the current ratio for liquidity. We had a target of 1.5 in quarter four. So we partially achieved 0.75 liquidity ratio. This was mainly due to the increase in cash and cash equivalents, trades payables, unspent government grants, and short-term employee benefits. So we are also looking at, we revised the APP for the new financial year, which I will talk to each members. And then the next one is on BBBEE, which we have not achieved. The target for quarter four was to achieve level seven, but it's red, members, as you can see. We don't have a valid, at that time, a BBBEE certificate. But we established a task team and also have that task team having ambassadors from a business unit. So also the employee equity focus towards the PWDs and targeting of also of the TVET colleges, spending on management training through the partnership with some institution, which you will also notice the outcomes of the coming quarter members. And then although we achieved in terms of the quarter, the commercial revenue of 12 million, we achieved 14.71 million, but for the annual target, we've partially achieved. As you can see, members, the target was 36.19 million, but we only got close by 35.5 million in terms of the revenue. And then members, looking at the percentage of the work skills plan target, we have also not achieved. For the quarter four, we had a target of 95% members. We achieved 30%. And also for the year as well, we have not achieved. We are at 30% members. So we had some challenges that were impacted by what the chairperson was talking to, more especially in the area of the supply chain and in the financial area. So procurement processes were not really working for us. But we have put plans in place, members, in terms of conducting the training, but we also had a rescue plan in terms of rescuing our SCM process, which we started to see results as we started this calendar year, members. And then members, that's all for the quarter four. And then the financial report, the acting CFO, Mr. Lulama Kumenge, is going to take through us. Over to you, Lulama.
Thank you. Good morning to the honorable members, Deputy Minister, acting members. It's 1 month. Our Chair.
Can you come closer to the speaker?
Okay, let me try that. Am I audible now, Chair?
Loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. The total revenue for the year ended 31 March 2020 was 5.56% below the target of 463 million, which amounted to 438 million. In terms of total expenditure, this was 3.5% above the budget of 430 million, and I will explain the reasons later on during the presentation. If we can move to the next slide, please. In terms of the revenue, the government grant was below the budget by 18.65 million rand. This is mainly due to underspending in the capital expenditure grants as a result of challenges that we experienced within the supply chain management unit, where we were unable to procure some of the CAPEX items that were required during the financial year. In as far as aviation income, the budget was below, the actual was below the budget by 1.5 million. During the first 11 months of the financial year, i.e. from April 2019 to February 2020, we averaged about 11 million rands in terms of revenue from aviation. However, in the last month, which was March, the revenue dropped to 8 million rands. This is mainly attributed to lower air traffic volumes, especially international travelers, as during this time the pandemic had already started to hit internationally, then it affected the tourism locally, and we had lower traffic volumes during that period. Without that disruption in March, we would have easily met the target for aviation income. As explained earlier by the acting CEO, the other revenue, which is non-regulated, we missed the target by 2%, which amounted to 35.5 million against a target of 36.2 million rands. If we can move to the next slide, this slide is the one that I was talking to just now, explaining the variances in revenue. If we can move to the next one, please. This slide, Chairperson, is showing the variance within expenditure, with the compensation of employees being overspent by 457,000 rand, operational expenditure overspent by 14.5 million, admin expenditure being overspent by 2 million rand, and I will come to the reasons for the over expenditure in the next slide, please. The over expenditure, Chairperson, on administration expenditure is mainly attributed to the provision for doubtful debts, which amounted to about 6.9 million rand. And this is netted off against other savings within administrative expenses. This provision for doubtful debts is mainly as a result of the business rescue that for SAA and SA Express that happened during the financial year, as well as other clients, especially from aviation, that were experiencing financial difficulties. Then we had to ensure that we put in a provision for doubtful debts as a means of ensuring that we comply with the statement of CRAP, which is an accounting statement that where there is a possibility that you might not be able to collect revenues, you have to provide for the bad debts. However, should the situation improve, these debts will actually be recovered. Under operating expenses, Chair, we have overspent by 14.5 million, which I've already highlighted earlier on. And the major reasons for this overspending is largely attributed to the cost of sales, which amounted to 6 million rand. This was as a result of us as an entity trying to boost the sales from non-regulated commercial revenue, which we did to an extent as we only missed the target by only 2%, and the cost of that was 6 million rand from expenditure side. The information technology cost was overspent by 2.3 million. This is mainly spending on internet and data costs, which we have since Chairperson started to engage with our service provider, who has already put us on a better rate than the one that we previously had. And you will notice the difference as we start for quarter one. Software licenses is another area where we have overspent. This is also another area that we are looking at ensuring that going forward we do not overspend on this line item. We are busy with an exercise where we are looking at all the contracts that are related to IT spending. More importantly, on software licenses, these are mainly from international suppliers because our licenses are denominated in foreign currency, and then they are also subject to foreign currency fluctuations as well as volatility of the rand against the foreign currencies. In as far as repairs and maintenance, we also overspend on this line item. This is mainly due to the underspending that we incurred on capital expenditure because we've got old infrastructure that is aging. And we had anticipated to not spend a lot of money on repairs and maintenance. However, as a result of us not being able to spend the money on capital expenditure, this resulted in us spending a lot of money on spares to maintain the aging infrastructure. We also overspent, Chair, on radio phones and upper air system, which was for the Gulf Island. This is the radar sounds and the upper air balloons are used for observation purposes. Previously, we were funded by the UK Met, but they have since stopped that funding. However, going forward, we have ensured that we budget for this expenditure. We have, in conclusion, Chair, we have put in an economic recovery plan, which has started to bear results, and it will be witnessed as I do the presentation on Q1. Thank you very much.
CEO.
Yes, Chairperson. I'm now following the process. I think I should be starting with quarter one. I hope it's now visible on the screen, members. Is it visible?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Now, this is the first quarter of this year, 2020-2021. We managed to achieve 78.95%, Honorable Chairperson. And you will notice your program one again, Weather and Climate Service, and program two, Research and Innovation, that we managed to achieve 100% in those areas. It is in these areas that we started now to improve as we restitute our performance processes, and also in the area of human capital management and transformation that I'm going to talk to. And then going to program one, I'm going to skip members because it's achieved, and then program two, 100% achieved. Then I start again with program three members. We still did not achieve in our global atmospheric infrastructure. Target of 90%, which during this quarter we only got 96% members. Also in the later, in the beginning part, we also got the impact of COVID-19 as we couldn't in March be able to assess the laboratory. That impacted on the average. But also then for that backup acquisition, where we've got a recipient for the procurement processes. So we should be able to improve members. As I indicated that we had a rescue plan in place. And then in the next slide, members, still on the infrastructure and information system, we've got priority areas in the area of the air quality that Dr. Khumalo also spoke to previously. The target is 85%, but we've got Jordan's got a 56% achievement members. We had some faulty instruments and also some power failures. There was also some vandalism that was happening. I think the main station that got affected was in a school. So the members, they also spoke about us trying to promote awareness with the communities, which Dr. Khumalo indicated that we are trying our best. The corrective measures is to recapitalize the network, which was started, and also new particular meta instruments that were delivered and installed in the Highveld priority area, and also installation is going on in the Val priority area. So we should manage to improve moving forward. And then, members, I'm going to program four, which is administration, corporate and regulatory affairs. It includes your finances, your human capital management. Here, members, it's again the liquidity ratio, which was target of 1.5, but you only achieve 0.49 of a current ratio for liquidity. The challenge is mainly being the target not met is due to the declining of the debtors book as a result of increasing provision for doubtful debts and also lower revenues and sales. So our corrective measures is to revise the current ratio, because we look now under this current COVID-19 situation, and then in our new APP, the target has been revised. We should be able to improve in this area. So another area, members, is on the commercial. So the target for the quarter, 6 million, but we only achieve 4.84 million. The challenges are related to commercial partners that generated revenue that is below the budget, and also other sales of products and services, which has been impacted negatively by the COVID-19. So now moving forward, we also revised the revenue target in line with this impact, because we've got some of our infrastructure projects being deferred to next year due to the impact of the COVID-19 members. So I'm gonna go to the financial report, which is again our acting CFO is gonna take us through, members. Over to you, Lulama.
Thank you, acting CFO. For the first quarter that ended in July, our revenue has been largely impacted by the lockdown, and it is 51% below the budget. However, the same can be said in terms of the expenditure, which is also under budget by 21.38%, amounting to 93 million rand against a budget of 118 million rand. If we can move to the next slide, please. In as far as the revenue, I will start with the non-regulated commercial revenue, which the acting CEO has alluded to. We did not meet the target for the first quarter. It was below budget by 49%, amounting to 4.8 million against a budget of 9.5 million. We have since revised this target. I think in the second quarter, we will be presenting a revised target. Then under regulated commercial revenue, which is mainly your aviation income, this is 93% below the target, amounting to 2.3 million, and the budget was 35 million, impacted by the lockdown, as only repatriation flights and only cargo flights, as well as those essential services flights, were allowed during the first quarter of the current financial year, which has impacted greatly on both the aviation revenue and the commercial and the non-regulated commercial revenue, and especially on the aviation revenue, which is down by a whopping 33 million for the first quarter, Chair. Then, which brings me, Chair, to the government grant. You will notice under government grant, we've got a negative variance of 27.9 million rand. That is mainly, Chair, related to the capital expenditure grant. We were unable, Chair, to spend that capital expenditure grant during the first half of, during the first quarter of the financial year as a result of the lower revenue from aviation. And since then, Chair, the department has approved the conversion of the capital grant into operational grant so that it can augment the loss of revenue from aviation income. If we can move to the next slide, please. I've spoken to this one. It's just a clarity of the previous one. Chair, I've already explained that we have savings within operating within expenses, as it can be witnessed. Compensation of employees is below the budget by 6.9 million. Operational expenditure is also below budget by 21.8 million. Admin expenses is the only one that is above budget. That is mainly as a result of the provision for bad debt yet again, and this time this relates to Comair, which was put under business rescue in April. So this has impacted on the administrative expenditure, and the total provision that we have put through is 5.5 million rand. Otherwise, without that, we would have realized a saving again within administrative expenditure. As I have explained earlier on, Chair, we have put in the economic recovery plan, and we are monitoring it closely, and it is strictly being monitored, and it is and these are the results of us monitoring that. And even though some of these are as a result of these savings are as a result of being forced by the current situation, however, we are indeed monitoring the expenditure for this current financial year, and we are hopeful that we're not gonna see a situation by the end of the financial year where we have overspent on expenditure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. CFO and CEO. I want to believe that SOZ is now done. South African weather.
Yes, Honorable Chairperson, if my Chairperson of the Board of Directors is done, we are done from our side. Thank you very much.
We are done, Chair. We will wait for the question session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Can we now invite Isimangaliso?
Hi, good afternoon. I am Professor Taninzama, the chairperson of the board of Isimangaliso Wetland Park. Chairperson, I would like to check if I'm audible.
You are audible, Professor Nzama. Proceed.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank the Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Honorable Modise, for the opportunity for Isimangaliso Wetland Park to present quarter four 2019-2020 and quarter one 2020-21 performance report. I also would like to greet Honorable Deputy Minister and a team, Honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, and colleagues from sister entities. With me, I have the CEO of Isimangaliso, Ms. Tebukosini, the interim CFO, Mrs. Shabalala, and Manager Strategy, Ms. Nduli. Chairperson, I would like to start off by thanking and appreciating the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, and the government in general for the support received by Isimangaliso regarding funding of strategic infrastructure projects. To date, Isimangaliso has embarked on the implementation of these infrastructure projects, which include a road construction, road maintenance, building of a new lodge, construction of offices, refurbishment, and can I continue?
Yes, proceed.
Thank you. Refurbishment of buildings, construction of offices, and several other projects, including the renovation of the ablution facilities. Now, these projects have undoubtedly unlocked business and employment opportunities for people living in and around the park, thus fulfilling their dream of participating in the development and economy of the park. Now, these economic activities have created a new dawn and restored new hope of the communities who were at some point considered anti-isimangaliso. There is now evidence narrowing of the gap that for many years existed between isimangaliso and communities in and around the park. I also would like to express my gratitude to the portfolio committee for the support the entity received in its endeavors to address the historic challenges regarding cooperation arrangements between isimangaliso and Ezemvelo. The boards of the two entities have met and signed the reviewed contractual obligations, thus amending the cooperation arrangements between the two entities. Essentially, the two boards resolved that isimangaliso takes over the commercial facilities subject to the final endorsement by the provincial cabinet. Our honorable minister has already engaged the premier of KwaZulu-Natal and MEC of the Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, soliciting their support for the new cooperation arrangement established by the two entities. This will obviously further unlock many opportunities for the park. Isimangaliso is currently exploring various options, and commercialization has been considered as the most favored option. The portfolio committee will recall the presentations we made regarding the existence of historical challenges and difficulties in stakeholder engagement efforts. Isimangaliso was then under severe threat due to almost irreconcilable relationship between the entity and communities living in and adjacent to the park. And this led to massive destruction of some forests, unauthorized development, and many illegal activities taking place inside the park. I am happy, Honorable Deputy Minister and Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee, to announce that huge strides have been made in this regard. To this date, I can confidently say that traditional leaders and many members of the community living in and adjacent to the park have come on board and are now working closely with isimangaliso to address conservation, sustainable development, and sustainable livelihood challenges. And today we have members of the very same communities alerting us of strange activities that may happen or that are taking place in the past so that we can react swiftly, something that was unheard of in the past. In closing, Honorable Chairperson, allow me to address you on the issues that pertain to today's business, that is quarter four and quarter one progress report. As the overall performance of the entity as at the end of quarter...
Very brief, Prof.
Yes, this is the very last part of what I'd like to say. Out of the 88 annual targets, we managed to attain 59. The overall performance of the entity at the end of quarter one was 51, but the CEO will elaborate on this. And the main cause, of course, of not achieving some of the targets was because of the common challenges that have been mentioned. I will now, Honorable Chairperson, hand over to the CEO, Mr. Bukosini, and the interim CFO, Mrs. Shabalala, to take you through the report However, I would like to express my gratitude to them for submitting the draft annual financial statement and draft annual report timely. And I also would like to formally introduce Mrs. Sabalala, who is the interim CFO. Honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, you will recall that at the previous meeting, we reported that the CFO had been suspended. The matter has been referred by the CCMA to the Labour Court. The delay in the finalization of the matter was from the side of the CCMA that could not sit due to lockdown regulations. Now, due to the lack of the capacity in the finance unit of the entity, the board then resolved to appoint Ms. Sabalala as the interim CFO. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Professor Nzama. CEO, there's nothing to emulate there.
No, thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Modisa, and greetings to Honorable Members, the Deputy Minister, colleagues. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'll be very brief. I will follow suit in terms of my colleagues, and I will deal with the red, yellow in the main. A chairperson, just to save time. If we can go to the first slide. Okay. Thank you, Honourable Members. On the first slide, you will realize that we had a PFMA compliance issue where we had to pay our creditors within 30 days. But for some reason, we got to about 44 and a half days, and this was mainly due to the issue of the invoices that were submitted but that had inaccurate dates. But also, we did not have a clear standard operating procedure to deal with matters of this nature. We did promise the Portfolio Committee that we will be developing these standard operating procedures, and indeed they have now been developed, and that has been considered in quarter four as a corrective measure, Honourable Members. We can go to the second slide. Can we move to the second slide, Lungi?
Technologically disadvantaged.
Apologies, I'm not too sure what is happening on the other side, but I'm sure it's...
Apologies, there seems to be delay because of network. It's taking time to respond.
Comrades must buy data.
I can see it from my side on the screen.
It is visible, CEO, you can proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. So the first one was the issue of the 30 days that I've talked to Honorable Chairperson. And the next one, Chairperson, is on the development of workplace skills plan. The skills plan that we had before, as we indicated, there was an error that it was submitted to the wrong sitter. So the challenge, the solution or the corrective measure now that we've put in place is to make sure that it is developed but also submitted to the correct sitter, which is CAT sitter. And this is definitely going to be achieved in the 2021 financial year. Likewise, if you look at the implementation of that workplace skills plan, it will be found wanting because of the same situation. So that is the same corrective measure as we have presented above stays the same. In the next one, honorable members, is the implementation of the employment equity plan targets. Again, the employment equity plan targets were not implemented. And we have indicated that the challenge on that score is that it was because we could not develop that plan and it was only approved in March 2020. So this plan is now going to be implemented in 2021. And we have advertised a number of positions and have already conducted interviews. As we speak, people are serving notices and this target is going to be dealt with accordingly. Number of employee satisfaction surveys conducted. This has been done. However, we could not implement the recommendations because a lot of them required a budget from the entity. So we had to wait until the board approved the budget. So the budget has now been approved, and we are now in a process of implementing most of the recommendations that are coming out or that came out of the employee survey that was conducted. In program one, honorable members will recall that we made a commitment that a framework was going to be developed and we were going to discuss and approve it with the we successfully done, we did, and the only thing that is now outstanding is for us now to procure that financial integrated financial management system. We have already embarked on a process, but for the purposes of quarter four under program one, the target was not achieved, and it will definitely be achieved in 2021. If we look at the overall performance for that program, we have 76% and only 24% has not been achieved to date, as at quarter four. Program number two, which is biodiversity conservation, there was a target on the number of cubic meters of earthworks in wetland rehabilitation projects. That could not be achieved for the reasons that we indicated, that we had a challenge in terms of funding that was delayed in terms of being submitted to the entity. However, we have engaged with the department and we are hopeful that this is going to be something of the past going forward. Again, you can see that the performance there, if we did manage to get the funding on time, we're going to sit at 100%, but as at quarter four, because of that reason, we were left with 10% not achieved, and 90% of those targets were fully achieved. Program three, which is tourism business development, we were supposed to work on the annual visitor market research. It was done, but we were encouraged by the same portfolio committee to monitor our service providers and to look at the quality of work that they are producing. Upon scrutiny of the work that they had submitted, we were uncomfortable. We had to send it back to them for them to sort out certain issues that we were uncomfortable with. And the service provider has made a commitment that in quarter one of the 2021, this matter was going to be delivered. And that's why we could not achieve it in quarter four. If we look at the overall, the annual summary of that program, again, we're sitting at 94% and only 6% was not achieved. We were very close to giving you 100%, honorable members, in the programs. The number of full-time equivalent jobs, annual target was 550. We also got affected because of the same reason I highlighted earlier on in terms of the delayed funding. And this target, again, could not be achieved because of that reason. And as we are going forward, we hope this, again, is going to be resolved. That's under Program 4. Again, here in Program 4, under Quarter 4, Chairperson, we are sitting at 93%. in terms of achievement of the targets, and it's only 7% that is attributed to that milestone which was not achieved, which is linked to that expanded public works type of an initiative. If you look at the overall summary, it then gives us, out of the 68 planned annual targets, we only managed to achieve the 59, which then makes us to have 87% as an entity, and only 13% of the fourth quarter, which is 9 out of 68, was not achieved. Chairperson, allow me to now hand over to the interim CFO to take us through the financial performance linked to the annual the performance that I've just talked to. Thank you very much.
Thank you, CEO, and greetings to the Honourable Chairperson, Honourable DM, and the Honourable Members. I will start with the statement of financial position. Our current assets are sitting at 288.2 against the budget of 55.4. Our liabilities sitting at 296.1 million against the budget of 50.5 million. We had budgeted for a current ratio of a norm of 1.1. However, our current ratio is 0.98 below the norm. This is due to the unspent grant. So we could not spend because the consultant and contractors that we had at the time were procured irregularly. So we had to correct that situation. We then had to appoint consultants who then assisted us to appoint contractors. And however, contractors have started and the situation will rectify itself in quarter two. So our grants are cashed back as funds are banked separately for each grant. So the next item is non-current assets. We have budgeted 631.9 million, but we are sitting at 552.2 million. And the reason being that the infrastructure assets were delayed due to the reasons of the cancellation of the old the contracts of the contractors and consultants, which were irregularly appointed. I'll move to the statement of financial performance. Our revenue is sitting at 129.2 million, which is 2% below the budget of 131.8 million. So the reason for the decrease is due to the following. Our park revenue, the actual revenue is 21.8 million, which is 1.8 million below the budget. And this is because of reduced visitors to the park during the period due to the possible coming fear of the COVID-19 then. And the other decreases that we had was administration fees and management fees. And that was due to delay in the rollout of infrastructure projects. This has been subsequently corrected and will reflect in quarter two. There was also an increase of 15% of project net profits if compared to the budget. So to rectify the issue of revenue, we have a new tourism business strategy and fast-tracking of projects that is being implemented. And the entity recorded a net loss of 2.8 million. On expenditure, we have some spending. We spend more on maintenance and repairs. And this is due to the reason that towards the end of the year, we received a funding of 36 million from the department. And this was used, this is what above the budget, the original fiscal allocation that we had. And the money was used for the maintenance of infrastructure, which was dilapidated and which was bringing the park into disrepute to our visitors. So we also renovated the ablution blocks at the beaches. We upgraded the fence around the park, and we also upgraded the roads within the park. And our government grants revenue contributed 28% of the total income. I thank you.
CEO.
Yes. Thank you. Let's go to the quota one, honourable members. You can flight that. Thank you. I think we'll just go straight to the quarter one performance report, Chairperson, without wasting time. Once again, we are going to concentrate on the key issues, and let's go to the next slide. I think the challenge is that a lot of colleagues have articulated on why we have certain issues. I think I'm not going to waste time and restate those issues because they are out there in the public and we all know them. But generally, Chairperson and honourable members, the overall summary of quarter one, if we were to summarise it, we had 47 targets or planned targets in quarter one, and out of that, we only managed to achieve 24. And that translates into 51 performance. Those that are work in progress, out of 47, there were 6, and that culminates into 13%. Those that were off target were 17 out of 47, and that relates to 36% that is out of target. So generally, you are looking at 51% achievement and 13% that is in progress and 36% that has not been achieved. That's an overall performance of the entity. Let's go to the next slide. The percentage expenditure of the budget, we had planned to spend about 95%, and only 88% we managed to spend. We could not proceed with other expenditure due to the issue that there was a moratorium from the Treasury side in terms of procurement when lockdown was lockdown started. So that's one main reason why there is that slight decrease in terms of percentage expenditure on our budget. As we all know, the average number of days of trade data collection, 60 days, which is a normal in terms of the PFMA, we could not do anything there. And I'm sure we've heard a lot of people complaining about St. Lucia and Smangaliso so struggling financially like we are struggling with many other tourism establishments. So we could not collect any money from our debtors and purely for the reasons that they also raised the same challenge and we had to defer payments. On the issue of the percentage of vacancy rate, again, we're still sitting at 19.6. But as you will see, as we proceed with the next quarters, you will realize that this is going to change significantly because, as I indicated earlier on, positions have been advertised and we have interviewed and we are now in a process of appointing. Occupational health and safety plan and policy was that was supposed to be approved. Again, the policy was not approved. And again, the challenge related to the same issue of us not being able to procure the service provider at the time. So this target has also been moved to the third quarter. A percentage of new independent research proposals approved that relate to management, the committee could not sit at the time, and we could not achieve the target which we had set for 50% at quarter one. Monitoring report, park monitoring program that had to be implemented. Again, the monitoring could not be conducted due to the same reason. The stakeholders, as we all know, when we started the first quarter, we could only be able to meet only 15 stakeholders and the rest we could not, hence the target could not be achieved. So ultimately, if you look at program one, we're sitting at 61% in terms of targets that we achieved, but 22% could not be achieved and 17 remain as work in progress. And the program two, the number of hectares of invasive and edible plants treated, we had 50,000. This target has recently been revised. However, at our quarter, our first quarter target was 10,000 and we could not do anything because we could not move during this time. Again, if you look at the performance, we're sitting at 89% and only 11% could not be achieved, which is relating to that alien invasive issues. Program 3, which is tourism and business development, it's a number of digital engagements for tourism trade conducted. A site visit has been arranged with Go Fishing magazine in July to profile the park. But again, this was cancelled due to the issue of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we are looking at resuscitating that arrangement in the next quarters to come. Number of paid visitors entries, we had planned in the first quarter to have 53,000, but we only managed to get 1,704 for the same reason. The same applies in terms of the revenue which we had planned to achieve, which was 6 million. We only managed to achieve 136,235 for the same reasons that we stated above. Tourism and commercialization strategy developed. We have a second draft of the tourism and commercialization strategy has been developed for comments. However, the completion of this tourism and commercialization strategy could not be finalized due to the fact that there were challenges that we experienced during the issue of the COVID-19. So again, if you look at quarter three program performance, we're sitting at 50% and 30% work in progress and 20%. So this is one program that has been grossly affected as well. Program four, it is really terrible, as we can all expect, because this program is around or is more about engaging with the communities and a lot of physical interaction with communities or stakeholders is expected, and therefore we could not achieve any of those targets in general. I don't think I'm going to go through each and every one, because we are sitting in a situation where the overall performance of that program in the main, we have ranked it as 100% not achieved. We have, however, made adjustment in certain areas so that we can catch up, especially now that the country the curve, in fact, is flattening a little bit, and we are hopeful that we are going to pick up and re-achieve. So once again, we're sitting at 51% achieved and 13% that is in progress, as 36% that is not achieved. I will once again hand over, Honorable Chairperson, to the CFO to take us through the financials for the first quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, CEO. I will go straight to the statement of financial position. Our current assets are sitting at 246.5 against a budget of 227 million. And our current liabilities, 266.3 against 234.3 budget. And we can also see that we're still having a lot of a huge amount on deferred grants. Because of the lockdown, there was a slow movement of the project. That is why our current ratio is sitting at 0.93. On non-current assets, we on par is 645 a budget and 645.7 million extra. Then moving to the statement of financial performance. Our actual revenue for the period is 21.1 million. That is 16.1 million below budgeted revenue of 37.2 million. And this is due to the closure of the park due to COVID-19 from March to June 2020. Our park revenue has decreased by 5.8 million if compared to the budgeted revenue of 5.9 million due to restrictions in recreational activities and tourism movement. This has impacted the park negatively, as there was no revenue generated during the period. And also there was minimal cost recovery during that period. Our expenditure is 16.1 million below the budget. And the main reason is that minimal activity in the park during the lockdown. But there is also one expenditure that has increased during the period, this was security costs. And this is due to additional security that had to be procured to protect the park assets and game during the lockdown period. And the expenditure that has decreased is traveling and meeting costs. And this is due to the cost-effective virtual system of having meetings that has been implemented. And the workshops and meetings were low due to the same restrictions of COVID-19. And our personal costs are higher during the quarter as minimal project personal cost recoveries were made due to the minimal project expenditure during the quarter. And we also had the cuts that were made during the period, there were cuts that were made by National Treasury on our budget. And we have EE bailout initiatives that were made during this period. Our government grants contribute 45% of total income. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you very much, CEO and interim CFO, interim, acting and interim, the new terms.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable members, I want to propose firmly to all of you that after consultation with the committee secretary, given the reality that it is exactly 20 minutes before 1 o'clock and this meeting is meant to be adjourned at 1, that we afford all honorable members this opportunity to seek clarity on questions, on presentations that are made by all these entities. And where possible, we invite the South African National Parks on Wednesday for 1 hour, 30 minutes to an hour, depending if the leadership of SANParks is available. In 1 minute, if the chair and the leadership of SANParks is here, if it's agreeable that we now take questions based on all the presentations for the next 20 minutes, and we invite you for the next for your presentation of quarter one, quarter two, and the finances on Wednesday next week.
Honourable Chair, if I might respond, I'm Joanne Yawich, Chair of the SANParks Board. Greetings to you, to the honourable members of the Portfolio Committee. I think that it would be important that we do justice to the presentation, and therefore I think that we would be very happy to try and rearrange. And I'm sure that we could rearrange our own schedules in order to accommodate yourselves. So I think that we would be very happy to accept that suggestion. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. Can we then agree that you will liaise with the committee secretary? And can we agree, Chilega, that this communication should reach members of parliament by no later than Friday, end of business, so that all of us are able to make necessary arrangements and reschedule?
Yes, Mr. Odisa.
Agreed. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your understanding, members of parliament. Thank you very much for understanding the leadership of SANParks. Can I now invite members of parliament for clarity-seeking questions or comments on all the presentations that were made by Isimangaliso, South African Weather Services, and SANBA. That's where you want to focus, Charles.
Yes.
Okay, let's go then.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. It's a pity we can't interrogate more. But I think the one question that I'm really
concerned about in the Biodiversity Institute is that all the research and publications, how have we benefited from this, how has SANBI benefited from these publications? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Paulson. Further takers, colleagues?
Honorable Chair, Hannah Winkler.
Honorable Winkler.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the presentation. With regards to SOARS, there was a slide that spoke about the upper air infrastructure availability in and the fact that a target hadn't been met with regards to Durban. Could the presenter just unpack, please, why that's so and what they plan to do about it? Then with regards to 75% of data availability from these air quality monitors, what are the other ensuing issues that prevent us from getting in additional reliable data? And then there were a number of allegations on the irregular appointments of officials at SOARS, and I'd just like to know if there's any feedback, please, from the CEO on what has occurred and whether any follow-up investigations were done. Then with regard to Isi Mangaliso, I'm very pleased to hear that illegal activities in the park have been mitigated against through community buy-in, but I'd like to know what the poaching figures look like at the moment and whether or not that if this is part of the legal activities that have diminished over time. Then with regard to the Working for Water program, I see that that program was initiated in 1995, and it focuses on clearing up invasive species. What we face is a more imminent threat, and that is the ecocide of river ecosystems and in South Africa. And I'm wondering, is it not possible to update the mandate of this program to also include river health that focuses on pollution and raw sewage, and not only to focus on the clearing of invasive species, because I think that this is a far more dangerous threat at the moment in a water-scarce country like South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Winkler. May I check with honorable members if there are any other takers? Are there any other takers, colleagues? Based on all the presentations that we have made, I have made an observation, Honorable Paulson, with regards to SANBI, that there is not much of a difference between their performance and that of the department. The department's performance is at 67%, and that of SANBI is at 65%. I'm not too sure if it's copycatting or what exactly is the problem. But the same message that we send to the department, that of not accepting 67%, and we can't keep quiet when there's 2% less on the part of SANBI. We need to send that message that we need to pull up our socks. These percentages are extremely unacceptable. I think let's invite first SANBI to respond, and then we'll go to SOARS and Isi Mangaliso in that order. SANBI.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. In terms of SANBI's 65% performance, Chair, we note the committee's concerns. We're also very concerned. We've never ever had such a low target. We've put in place corrective measures for each of the targets that we haven't achieved, and we're very closely tracking to ensure that we do make up for lost time. The fact that our botanical gardens were allowed to open for exercise, and now in terms of level two, we're also able to plan for the opening up of our zoo. This means that we can really catch up in terms of our income and our visitor numbers and our kids in the garden and so on and so forth, Chair. And then, Chair, in terms of what is the value of SANBI's publications? This target on publications is a very important one for us because it demonstrates our productivity in terms of our research, that we're not doing research just for the sake of doing it, but we are publishing it, we're getting it peer-reviewed, and we're making it available for others to access. It's also very, very important in terms of our mandate around making biodiversity information accessible, and also key publications like our National Biodiversity Assessment, where we basically put together work from numerous institutions and universities on the status of South Africa's biodiversity. That assessment, publishing that information, really helps to inform decision-making and planning at all levels of government, and also feeds into many other programs and initiatives. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. From the administrative point of view, SANBI, all is well.
Sorry, Chair. Please, could you clarify the question?
I'm checking if you all covered after the chair of the board has spoken.
Sorry, it's the acting CEO, Chair. I think we have you, Chair.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Can we then go to South African Weather Services?
It's the chair speaking, but the CEO will respond to the questions that have been asked. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Chair. South African Weather Service, in terms of the upper air infrastructure in Durban, the main challenge there is the old generator. So it has backed up now. That one we cannot fix. So it's part of the projects now that have been deferred with the conversion of a CAPEX to OPEX. And then I think there was something about quality availability. I didn't really pick it up, but I think in quarter one, it's where we had the challenges. And the main challenge is vandalism that has happened more than once, which so we did not understand, because at one stage, it was just cable cut. Nothing was stolen. You know, it looked more like a sabotage. But we heard from members that let's try to work hard also to mobilize with the communities for the safety of those. And then there's also a question on the irregular appointment. We had two issues of irregular appointment. And then the senior manager of supply chain is one of the people that resigned in January. So the other person, the investigation is being concluded. So we are busy with that. Thank you, Chairperson. I hope I answered all the questions.
Thank you. So in is Mangaliso.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The CEO will respond to the question.
All right.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the question from Honorable Winkler. Yes, we are really working very hard with the issue of stakeholder relationship, because that has been the main problem since the establishment of Ismangaliso. I'm happy, Chairperson, to report that as of the first quarter and to date, we have no poaching in priority species. That is your black rhino, your white rhino, and so on. So there is very good relationship, as we indicated earlier on, or as the chairperson indicated. This time around, we have communities living adjacent to the park hard at work. They're busy working, fixing the fences, involved in infrastructure projects and many other things. So they are very busy. But more so, they are now in a position to tell us if there are issues that are happening. And we're hoping that this relationship is going to be sustained going forward. Only two hippos that were poached, and 9 impalas and 4 inyalas. And all of this, the species that have been that we're talking about, we discovered that they were snares. So not very significant, and we're still working hard, and that will be our response. And we're doing our level best to have our field rangers and rhino monitors as well as environmental monitors on the ball. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, CEO. I want to believe, Professor Nzama, I see you coughing.
No, I'm okay, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, there are some unanswered questions.
Unanswered questions, Honorable
Chair. It's the question about working for water.
Working for water.
Is that what the Honorable Member was asking about?
Yes, that's
correct. Okay. Chair, yes, we do get involved in river restoration, and when we clear, we do solid waste management as well. But in fact, we have a joint committee with water and sanitation to work on prioritized rivers and so forth. So where the people clear, they also do some cleaning up, but we can't get involved in non-solid waste, in sewage, water pollution and so forth. I don't think we're qualified to do that. What we, however, do extensively, and in fact, Working for Water acts as implementing entity for the management of water weeds that generally is associated with poor water quality. So we've got a whole water weed program with extensive biological control backing it up and so forth. So we are working very closely with Water Affairs, and as some of the members might remember, until 2010, we were actually part of Water Affairs. The program started in Water Affairs in 1995.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, it is 1 minute to 12 to 1. I know for a fact that members of parliament are preparing themselves for the National Assembly at 3. So all of you have other responsibilities outside the portfolio committee, but it is the resolution of this meeting that on the 2nd of September we will be interfacing with the activities of South African National Parks. I wish to get the Deputy Minister to have her parting shot, and then we close the meeting.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thanks to members of Parliament. Chair, indeed, as per your request, we will then be back next week, Wednesday, and deal then with the performance of SANParks and their finances. We have also noted everything that has been raised by members, and I believe that if there are some issues because we didn't have enough time, if there are issues that members of parliament need clarities or need responses from us, they can always write to ourselves. Then we'll then gladly respond to those questions. But thank you very much, Chairperson, and thanks also to members of parliament for the time. And I think we tried our best, although it was a real marathon. But thank you very much, and we promise that and commit that we'll meet next week, Wednesday. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, DM. Colleagues, that brings us to the close of the meeting. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for the cooperation. I believe that I have not disappointed you. We grow with time. Let us continue to take care of ourselves and those that we lead. Let us continue to discharge the responsibilities that are bestowed upon us. With those words being said, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Goodbye, colleagues. Goodbye, members of Parliament. Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Bye.
Thank you.
Did you switch it off? No, this you can switch off. Let me switch off. This guy. This meeting was supposed to end at 12. He's even possible.
Your microphone is still on. We can hear you.